This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. 8 people die in a jeep accident in Salyan. Election Commission enforces election code of conduct from today, and Florida fears catastrophic flooding as storm nears. Now the news in detail. At least 8 persons died in a jeep accident in Salyan. A jeep en route to Singwang of Kapurkotula municipality in Salyan from Dhakeri of Bake met with the accident at Kapurkotula municipality 3 Mulpani at 2 PM last night. DSP at Salyan Police Office Damodar Kes informed all 8 people died on the spot. The deceased have been identified as jeep driver Jeet Bahadur Bohara of Kapurkot 6, Bahadur Oli of the same place, his 11-year-old son Basanta Oli, Dharma Oli, Suresh Khatri, Kumlal Oli, Kumari Oli and Lalit Oli of Kapurkot 5. The vehicle was carrying passengers who were returning home after participating in the wedding party at Dhakeri. Tilak Oli of Kapurkot 6, Jalwang, who was injured in the accident, is being treated in Tulsipur. The jeep that went out of control had veered of some 150 meters down the road. Police say the bodies recovered from the accident site have been kept at Salyan Hospital for postmortem. A meeting of the ruling coalition has begun to finalize seats sharing in the elections to the members of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly scheduled for November 20. Vice Chairperson of Rashtriya Janamorcha Durga Paudel informed that the meeting of the ruling coalition has commenced at Prime Minister Residence Balwatar to discuss the agenda of seat sharing among the coalition partners. Top leaders from CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Janamorcha are also attending the meeting. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuwa initiated the meeting. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has said that if there is the highest combination of a development and technology, changes can be brought about in the country's development. At a program in Kathmandu today, Speaker Sapkota emphasized that the more the right to information is used, the stronger the democracy will be and that everyone should enjoy the right to receive information. He said that if the new technology cannot be used, human existence itself will become irrelevant, so there is no alternative to embrace the science of information technology development. A corner meet has been organized in the capital to mark the International Day for Universal Access to Information today. Right to Information Federation hosted the event Street-Based Information Dissemination Program to remind the public agencies about their obligations and citizens to demand information about their needs in implementing the constitutionally guaranteed fundamental right. On the occasion, a group of RTI activists, information requesters, journalists and consumer rights advocates had distributed RTI awareness materials to the pedestrians. Also on the same occasion, the National Information Commission of Nepal is marking the day today. The Election Commission has enforced the Election Code of Conduct 1079 Vikram Sambat beginning today in view of the elections of the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. The Nepal Government, Ministers, Provincial Government and Ministers, Constitutional Bodies and Office Bearers, the Government Bodies at all three levels and officials there, the local executive and its members and employees at the federal, provincial and local levels have been instructed to implement and abide the code of conduct. The code of conduct is also for the security bodies, security officials and employees, government, semi-government and public offices and employees, political parties and their sister organizations, election candidates and people concerned, political parties and elected representative of candidates, vote counting representatives and any person holding the public post. The code of conduct aims to ensure the election is free, impartial, transparent and held in a peaceful atmosphere. The Supreme Court is to remain open for 4 hours during the Dasain holidays. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Paudel, the court will remain open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. to look after the habeas corpus writ. This schedule will be enforced till the Kozagat Purnima on October 9. In accordance with the Clause 26 of Administration of Justice Act 2073 Bikram Sambat, the court will hear the application for habeas corpus except on the day of Ghatasthapana, the Vijaya Dashami and Saturday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Residents in Florida are bracing for life-threatening tidal surges, floods and winds as Hurricane Ian approaches. The storm has already trashed western Cuba and is expected to intensify before it makes landfall in Florida. The Tampa Bay region, which is home to more than 3 million people, is among the most vulnerable places in the U.S. for severe flooding. The region could see its first direct hit by a major hurricane since 1921. Eric Salna, Associate Director of the International Hurricane Research Center, said low elevation, rising sea levels and a large population increase the risks of a catastrophic tidal surge. Tornadoes have been seen in southern Florida, the National Weather Service said, as Ian approaches the coast. China's yuan has hit fresh record lows against the surging U.S. dollar. The internationally traded yuan fell to its lowest level since data first available in 2011. China's domestic currency also reached its weakest point since 2008 global financial crisis. It comes as the dollar continues to rise in value against other major currencies after the U.S. central bank raised interest rates again earlier this month. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, other major stock market indexes across Asia fell sharply. China's central bank has been trying to slow the yuan's slide by making it more expensive to bet against the currency. The People's Bank of China also cut how much foreign currency banks have to hold. Many investors see the dollar as a safe place to put their money in times of trouble. The International Monetary Fund has openly criticized the UK government over its plan for tax cuts, warning that the measures are likely to fuel the cost of a living crisis. In an unusual outspoken statement, the IMF said the proposal was likely to increase inequality and add to pressures pushing up prices. Markets have already raised alarm over the plans, sending the pound plunging. On Wednesday morning, UK time, the pound stood at around $1.06 after dipping by 0.7% in Asia trade. On Monday, it hit a record low against the dollar of close to $1.03. Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng unveiled the country's biggest tax package in 50 years on Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Modis Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Province 1 and Bagmati Province and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Eight people die in a jeep accident in Salyan. Election Commission enforces election code of conduct from today and Florida fears catastrophic flooding as storm nears. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.